The President, Pontiac, Michigan, 30 October 1952.
Thank you very much. I appreciate most highly this cordial welcome. I remember the grand reception I received here 4 years ago. But this one's even better. And I'm not running for office this time, and I can't understand it. See you on the 20th of... On the 20th of January, I'll be out of a job. I may come back here and ask you to put me to work. I'm working harder than I did before, though, in the other campaign, because I think it is so very important that you make the right choice at the polls on Tuesday.
We will. They ain't going to take our homes away. They're not going to take our homes away.
I'm sure of that.
They will.
You have a fine slate of men to choose on the Democratic ticket here in Michigan. For Senator, you have Blair Moody. He has really worked for you people down in Washington. He's a fine young man, a good Democrat, and I know you're going to keep him in the Senate so he can continue his excellent record. For Congress, you have Arthur Law, whom you just met. He has had wide experience in your local government, and he knows the problems of the working man, which is very important for a man when he's in Washington. For governor, of course, you're going to send Menin Williams back to Lansing, as you should. He's made you a good governor, and he'll continue to make you a good governor. And when a man makes good, you ought to reward him for it. Now this year, the National Democratic ticket is headed by two of the finest men in public service in this generation. That's Adlai Stevenson and John Sparkman. They're men who can stand on their records of accomplishment in civil and civilian government. They can be trusted with the great responsibilities of leadership in the critical years ahead of us. Make no mistake about it. Your jobs and your very welfare depend upon men you choose in this election to lead your country. The Democratic Party has worked hard for peace and prosperity over the past 20 years, and this country has made tremendous gains. But our work is far from completed. We can lose all those gains in short order if the party in control of our government does not understand the programs that have brought such great returns to the American people. During the final 2 weeks of this campaign, the Republican candidate for president has come forth, as I predicted, with a lot of Me Too promises about the programs of the New Deal and the Fair Deal. It took him quite a while to learn that the people of this country really believe in the programs that have been endorsed in 5 presidential elections. Now he's trying to convince the voters in this country that they can trust him and his old guard friends to keep these programs going if they get control of the government. Don't you take a chance like that. You'll be sorry if you do. That line just won't work with the people. A victory for the reactionary Republicans who are running this campaign would threaten every one of the gains the people of this country have made in the past 20 years. Republican Party is still the party that's run by the special interests. There's just no two ways about it. If the Republicans get a chance to tear down the social and economic reforms we have brought about in this country, that will be bad enough. But if they get a chance to start tearing down all the work we've done for world peace, that will be something that will be bad indeed. Everybody knows that communist aggression is a serious threat to the whole free world. We've been working to meet that threat without bringing on a third world war. The only way to do this is by building up our military strength and the strength of our allies. The only way we can do it is through international cooperation. But most of the Republicans do not believe in these programs of international cooperation. They usually vote to cripple them whenever they get a chance. They had their way, very soon we would be left alone with no friends, no allies to help fight off the communists. Instead of fighting in Korea, we might soon be fighting here in Michigan or San Francisco or New Orleans. I'm terribly afraid of what might happen to this country if the Republican isolationists get control of the government. Now, I know you're not going to let that happen. I know you don't want to see a third world war any more than I do. I want you to think about these things. It's absolutely necessary that the people of this country use their heads. The only reason in the world that I'm going around over the country talking about the issues is because you can't find out about them any other way. This Republican press and the Republican leaders are not going to tell you anything about the issues. They want to get you off on a side road and fool you. I'm going to see that they don't do that. All I'm asking you to do is to study the record. Study the record of the Republicans in the Congress. Study the record of the Democrats in the Congress. Think about the things that have happened over the last 20 years. And then decide whether you want the clock to be turned back or whether you want to go forward with Adlai Stevenson in the White House for the next 4 years. And 4 years of good government.